Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, May 13, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Sri Lanka, where one of two anti-conversion bills has been transferred to a standing committee. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says what happens next is a matter of prayer.
Obviously, it has to come out of this committee first and go before the full parliament. As I said, the Supreme Court has already said the law as it is written right now is unconstitutional. So there's going to have to be some amendments or some changes before the full parliament can approve it. It remains to be seen what's going to come out of this committee.
Nettleton says the obvious impact would be harshest on missionaries and other related evangelical groups. Next, in an answer to prayer, Audio Scripture Ministries just got a donation to cover the cost of equipment for the World Cassette Outreach Studios in India. Teams have set a goal of reaching 5,000 families through the World for the Family Project 2005. Each family receives a cassette player and a portion of Scripture on cassette. Pray for the distributions planned for this month. And there are many Christmas for the Needy programs out there, but often they're sent without a face or a name. Little Samaritan Mission is changing that with Face of a Child. The program targets orphaned children in Moldova. Little Samaritan's Maria Simonka.
We photographed the children in the government orphanages, got their information, and offered the pictures to anyone who wanted to participate in this project.
This year, they're focusing on daytime and nighttime supplies. These children feel some self-worth knowing someone chose them.
It's a very, very special feeling for the child to know that he's receiving this package, especially from someone in the United States.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.